Rabbi Abram Tversky tells a story that he heard from his father many times growing up, of the Hasidish Jew, a simple Jew, walks into a Sfarim store to buy himself a new sitter. The owner brings out a sitter, the Jew flips through the first couple of pages and rejects it. A bigger one, I need a bigger one, he says. So the owner brings out a second sitter and a third sitter, and each time the Jew flips through a couple of pages, rejects it, and says, no, I need a bigger one. Finally, the owner brings out what's called the Otzar HaTfilos. It's a compilation, a massive sitter, pages and pages of commentary on each word. The Jew holds this big book in his hands, flips through the first couple pages, nods approvingly, this is the one that I want. The owner says, if you want it, sure. What do you need this for? And the Hasidish Jew says, well, I have a bunch of little kids at home, and they like to use my sitter. Whatever I use is what they want to do. They don't really know how to daven, and they just want to go through the experience, and they invariably end up ripping out the first couple of pages of every sitter that I have. So I need to have a sitter that has so many pages of commentary that I won't lose Adon Olam. I don't want to lose my Adon Olam in the beginning. Adon Olam means master of the world. It's the centerpiece of everything that we do on Rosh Hashanah, declaring, proclaiming Hashem as our King. And the reality is for so many of us during the year, that page of our sitter is ripped out. Who has time in the morning to say Adon Olam? We're rushing, trying to get to work and start our day. And even on Shabbos, Adon Olam is at the end of davening. Already, everybody's been there for so long. They're beginning putting away their talis, they're schmoozing, they're on their way out. Adon Olam is as if it's simply not there. On Rosh Hashanah, it's the centerpiece. Let us take these next couple of days, and every time that we daven for the first time, just to say that first line, not even the whole paragraph, just that first line, Adon Olam Asher Malach, Master of the World, who reigned before anything else was even created, to put ourselves in that mindset of preparing for exactly what we're going to be doing all day for the days of Rosh Hashanah.